Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 88. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out to you by day. I come to you at night. Now hear my prayer. Listen to my cry. For my life is full of troubles, and death draws near. I am as good as dead, like a strong man with no strength left. They have left me among the dead, and I lie like a corpse in a grave. I am forgotten, cut off from your care. You have thrown me into the lowest pit, into the darkest depths. Your anger weighs me down. With wave after wave you have engulfed me. Interlude. You have driven my friends away by making me repulsive to them. I am in a trap with no way of escape. My eyes are blinded by my tears. Each day I beg for your help, O Lord. I lift my hands to you for mercy. Are your wonderful deeds of any use to the dead? Do the dead rise up and praise you? Interlude. Can those in the grave declare your unfailing love? Can they proclaim your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Can the darkness speak of your wonderful deeds? Can anyone in the land of forgetfulness talk about your righteousness? O Lord, I cry out to you. I will keep on pleading day by day. O Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you turn your face from me? I have been sick and close to death since my youth. I stand helpless and desperate before your terrors. Your fierce anger has overwhelmed me. Your terrors have paralyzed me. They swirl around me like floodwaters all day long. They have engulfed me completely. You have taken away my companions and loved ones. Darkness is my closest friend. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 88 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. God sometimes feels like our enemy. The Bible understands this feeling, and this psalm expresses both struggle and faith in relationship with God. The author, Heman, feels that the Lord has thrown him out, from what we just read in verse 6, is angry with him, which was written in verses 7 and 16 from today's reading, driven his friends away, which was referenced in verses 8 and 18, and ignored his prayers, which was indicated in verse 14. Yet the psalmist does not stop praying. He continues to cry out to the Lord who alone can give mercy. God's word gives voice to all our emotions, even the feeling that the Lord is against us. But the Bible's solution is not to run away from the Father, but deeper into his love. The Lord will never forsake us, and he is close to the brokenhearted, which can also be found in Psalm chapter 34 verse 18. We are given permission to experience the wide range of human emotion, including anger at God, yet we are invited into a deeper transformation as we understand who God really is, how life works, and our own nature. When the low moments of life and faith come, don't run away from them but go deeper into the Father's arms. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Have you ever felt that God was against you? How did you deal with it? How would you help someone who felt that the Lord was against them? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.